The following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
Is this the last generation? Are you and I living in the final generation of this world society? Would you live a little differently, my friends, if you really knew that we were in the final generation? Does the Bible specifically tell us about the last generation? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Dr. Roderick C. Meredith asks, is this the last generation? And now, Dr. Roderick C. Meredith.
During the Great Depression of the 1930s, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt told the American people, this generation has a rendezvous with destiny. And that generation did live through the greatest depression in American history, through World War II, and on over into the Cold War, and even the space age. But today, young children growing up in primary school are going to be confronted with even more monumental problems. That's hard to understand, perhaps, but they are. Because back then, and I grew up during that time, we were together. We were united. People were patriotic. They were basically law-abiding. But many of these youngsters today are probably destined to see a time when America, Canada, and Britain will no longer exist as we know them now. And that's the truth, my friends. It really is. Things are going to happen that are unimaginable to many of you. For there is a real God who is working out a purpose here below, and He guides the destiny of men and nations. And unless we truly repent as a people, as a nation, as the British and American Canadian people, our greatest national punishment, the greatest national punishment in all human history, is going to descend upon us. God rebukes and chastens every son He loves, and He loves us, and He's blessed us immeasurably. But we are going to be spanked by the great God. We really are, unless we get back to God and His ways and His laws and understand and practice true Christianity. Notice what God tells us in His inspired revelation to mankind. For this book, the Bible, is the revelation of the God who gives you life and breath. I hope you'll follow me in your Bible and see what God specifically says in His inspired word. Turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse 19. We also have the prophetic word made more sure, or as the King James Version has it, the sure word of prophecy. That's right, we have the sure word of prophecy. These things are going to happen. And he says, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy is of any private interpretation or any private origin. For prophecy never came by the will of man. Man didn't think these things up. This is not like Mother Shipton's tales or Nostradamus' ideas and vague generalities. This is talking about specific names, specific nations, specific people sometimes named in advance, like Cyrus was, by God Himself. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. These are the words of God, and they're going to tell you what's going to happen to the earth. And if you understand all of it, what's going to happen to us as a people in the days and the years just ahead. Turn back to the book of Amos in the Old Testament, and remember Jesus had lived by every word of God, and this is the word of God. Amos chapter 3, and beginning in verse 6. If a trumpet is blown in the city, will not the people be afraid? And if there's calamity in a city, will not the Eternal have done it? Isn't God in charge of the major events of earth's history? Yes, He is. Surely the Eternal God does nothing unless He reveals His secret to His servants, the prophets. In every age, God has had true servants, and they do understand His will and His prophecies. A lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Eternal God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? How can God, true servants, help but prophesy? They're inspired by God, led by God, to open up the understanding to you of the great purpose that God is working out here below. Notice Luke 21. Luke chapter 21, getting back to the New Testament and thinking about this last generation at the end of this earth's history, the end of this society as we know it. Luke 21, and beginning in verse 28, Jesus, of course, is talking. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. And he spoke to them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they are already budding, you see and know for yourselves that summer is near. So you likewise, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. God's government to be set up on this earth with Jesus Christ as King of kings and Lord of lords. You know that that is very near. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass till all these things are fulfilled. Let's understand, God talks about these end time events. God talks about this final generation of earth's history, and you need to understand the times in which you live. We're coming back to Luke a little later, but let's turn now to Matthew. Matthew chapter 24, beginning in verse 3. Now, as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, his disciples came privately saying, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming, and the end of the age?" The end of this era. This is Satan's world. God tells us that back in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. He talks about Satan being the god of this age. That is, this 6,000 years of human experience under the influence of Satan the devil. Before Jesus Christ comes back as King of Kings. This is not God's world. This is not God's society. The earth is God's. God created the beautiful oceans and the mountains and all of that, yes. But the society, the world as we know it, is the society under the influence of Satan the devil. And we have to grasp that. What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of this age? And Jesus answered and said, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ.'" They will tell you that Jesus is the Christ. They'll tell you, "Give your heart to the Lord," and will deceive many. "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled. All these things must come to pass. For a nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom." He uses here two different words. He's not indulging in vain repetition. This second word is often translated alliances or groups of nations. Kingdom against kingdom. World war. And now we've entered the war era of world war. Since 1914, and the second great world war in 1939, and World War III is coming up. Kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines. Are there famines over the earth? Yes, but frankly, my friends, they're going to get immeasurably worse, much worse than today, and they're going to be disease epidemics. Some of the scientists are telling us that we don't have the drugs to treat a lot of these new things coming down the pike. And certain diseases are getting resistant to the drugs we already have. And there'll come a time when the doctors cannot stop it. They cannot stop it. And unless you know God and have His blessing, His protection, or His divine healing, you're going to be in big trouble. And I mean it. He talks here about disease epidemics and earthquakes in various places. God is now beginning to shake this earth. And I hope all of us can understand that. We know that a terrible earthquake took place just a few weeks ago, as I speak today. Of course, you'll get this several weeks later. But a few weeks ago, we had this terrible earthquake in El Salvador with about 741 that were killed. Then, just days ago, a horrifying earthquake struck India, eastern India, as you know. And the defense minister reports that he feels the death toll is going to approach 100,000 individuals. 100,000. One of the most horrifying tragedies in modern times. These things are not going to get better. They will get worse. How do I know that? Because prophecy after prophecy in your Bible indicates that, my friends. Do you think for 1 minute that America, Canada, and Britain are going to be exempt from this type of punishment? Do you think for 1 minute than all the pornographers and the people that get into filth and rottenness and spew that all over the world are going to be exempt from that up in Los Angeles and New York and the major cities of our nation. People wonder, well, why did God let that terrible earthquake come on Northridge, centered right there several years ago? Well, one reason is because it was the pornography capital of the whole world. That's why God shook them up, and he's going to again. If need be, God will literally shake every nation on earth to get man's attention. I know that most of you are not going to pay attention now until God begins to do that. I understand that. But I am God's servant and God's witness. And I'm telling you in advance, these things are going to happen to the United States and Canada and Britain and to the Anglo-Saxon Celtic peoples of the world who have shared in the blessings of Abraham and who, in fact, are the descendants of the lost 10 tribes of Israel. These things will happen. Let's continue in Matthew chapter 24. He said, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation. Who is you? He's talking to his disciples. And yet they were all going to be dead by the time this happened. It was to go on down generation after generation. So he's talking to true Christians. Wherever God's true church is, this is what's going to happen to the true saints of God. They will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. God tells us elsewhere in Revelation 12 and Revelation 3 that those among his people who are watching and praying and really close to him, most of them will be taken to safety, to a place of safety on this earth. But the majority of the people, even who know the true God, will be taken into what is called the Great Tribulation. And they're going to be persecuted terribly, and even some of God's true servants, I myself, Mr. Ames and others, may be killed or martyred or thrown in jail before that time. All of God's servants don't escape, and we've got to be willing to give our lives to God, not only as a living sacrifice, but a dead sacrifice if need be. And you need to understand that. The Apostle Paul spent about 5 years of his ministry where? In some nice palace or some big, great, big church building or somewhere? No. In jail, as a prisoner. Read about it. 2 years in Caesarea, months on the way to Rome, an additional 2 years in his own hired house in Rome, and then the second Roman imprisonment that we know lasted several months. So it approached 5 years, 5 years of his ministry as a prisoner. Yes, they will deliver you up to tribulation, kill you. You will be hated by all nations. My friends, they have to know who you are, though. This work of God and the true work of God has always been called the little flock. And the world does not know us yet, but at the time of the end, they will. And all nations will finally know about the true Christians, and there will be persecution. Then many will be offended, betray one another, hate one another, and then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. Another wave of false prophets is going to come up, even at the time of the end, and you need to watch out for it. That's why I ask you, sincerely urge you, prove all things. Yes, do check up on us. We want you to. We beseech you to. The more you read this word, the more you're going to learn that we're right. And I'm not kidding. We have nothing to hide. We want you to check up. We want you to really not just read, but study the Bible. Don't just read your little church circular or something, these little things that come out talking about sweet Jesus. Jesus is wonderful, and his shed blood is wonderful, but that's just the beginning. There's so much more that you're not told in most of the churches of this world today. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will wax cold. People are going to be breaking the laws of God and the laws of man at the time of the end. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom, the good news of the coming government of God, will be preached in all the world as a witness. Not to convert everybody, but as a witness, they will at least have heard, and you will at least have heard, that Jesus Christ is coming back as King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and he's going to set up a wonderful kingdom, a wonderful government, literally headquartered at Jerusalem. You can go there and see that city, but it's going to be made a beautiful city, a peaceful city once again. And Christ will be there, and the true saints of God will, many of them, be there helping him rule this earth. This gospel of the kingdom will be preached as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. At this point, my friends, I invite you to write for one of the most practical and yet exciting booklets we have ever published. This booklet is entitled 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. It gives you point-by-point information to watch for. And 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return is exciting because then you will know and understand the great purpose being worked out. And you will see these events in world news, and the newspapers and the TV news will be more exciting and meaningful as you see these things happening step by step by step. Specific things to happen. So call or write us today. Request your free copy of 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
Now back to our topic, my friends. We were in Matthew 24 and verse 14. Notice again verse 14, where Jesus gives one of the final things to happen before the kingdom of God comes. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end of this society, the end of this age will come. My friends, you are now hearing this witness from my voice. You are hearing about that coming kingdom. And this work of God is growing and growing, and we're going to preach about the real kingdom of God, the government of God to be set up on this earth. And these things are happening. Notice verse 21. Then Jesus said, "For then will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be." But this tribulation, although it affects much of the world, is going to be specifically centered upon the lost 10 tribes of Israel, and on America and Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the peoples of South Africa. Yes, the peoples who've had the birthright blessings, the Anglo-Saxon Celtic people, have been blessed. And the Great Tribulation is a national punishment upon us. A Great Tribulation that's so great that it has never been anything like it. Never anything like it. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. In 6,000 years of human history, there has never been a time like that which is coming. There has never been a time when mankind has been able to annihilate itself completely off this planet. Never. But today, my friends, you know and I know a whole arsenal of atomic and hydrogen bombs exists in the United States and the former Soviet Union, which could destroy all life off this planet. And now, of course, we have nerve gases, chemical weapons, which could easily destroy all humanity, and all kinds of other things that are being invented today. Biological terrorism also could result in cosmicide and the destruction of human life from planet Earth. Think about it. My friends, all of this is available. All of this could happen only in this generation, not some previous generation. We are at that time now. Turn with me to 2 Timothy now. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. Paul wrote, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come." Are we in the last days? Are we in the last generation? I tell you, if we're not in the middle of it, we are certainly entering it. We are entering the last generation right now. Perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves. Does that sound familiar? Back in ancient times, men had to work and struggle, and they didn't have all kinds of luxury and things like we have today. But today, we're lovers of selves, lovers of pleasure, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. I think of the generation that I grew up in, and the generation my father and mother grew up in, and I observed them interacting with their parents and others. It was a totally different attitude. Today, children sass their parents. This is the in-your-face generation. They want what they want, and they want it now. This whole passage is describing our generation, the last generation of human history, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. They're spoiled rotten, many of them. Unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control. Just fun. Get into drugs. Get into drink. Do what you want. The now generation. I want my fun and I want it now. Without self-control. Brutal. You think of all the little children that we read about in the newspapers. Torturing other little children in a way that we don't remember happening very much at all in years past. I never heard of anything like that remotely in the city where I grew up back in the 1930s and 40s. So they're despisers of those that are good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure. That's it. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, oh, they talk about Jesus, how good it is to know the Lord, and they have a kind of a cafeteria religion, as many of the religious experts acknowledge. They choose a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and they put together all kinds of ideas with their human imagination, and they imagine what would Jesus do. Even some of our politicians say they think about what would Jesus do, but they don't know what Jesus would do because they don't follow what this book says. And I explained that clearly last time. Having a form of godliness, they have a form, but denying its power or its authority. From such people, turn away, God says. That's pretty clear. Don't follow that kind of stuff. Don't do it. Turn with me now to 2 Thessalonians, and we're going to see here another whole type of thing that's going to happen just before the end, and something you should watch for. You really should. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. The Apostle Paul writing very carefully and powerfully about something that's going to begin to happen and is, in fact, right now beginning to happen. It's a system that's been around a long time being described here, but the final revival is now beginning to occur. Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to Him, we ask you not to be soon shaken. Don't be upset about these things that are going to happen in mind or troubled either by spirit, by some demon upsetting you, or by word, some false preaching, or by a letter as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Christ is not going to sneak back in some desert somewhere or in a cave or on top of some mountain without people knowing about it. He's going to come powerfully, and every mountain and every island will be shaken, God says clearly. In the book of Revelation, before Christ comes, you will see momentous things happen. So don't let false preachers tell you otherwise. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Here's a man of sin that's going to come up, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God. Notice this guy, how arrogant he is, and yet many people are going to take this for granted. He uses titles above God, frankly, brethren, when you understand. A man who exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he sits as God in some great big fancy building. He sits as though he were a god in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, and uses some of the very titles of God. This man is going to become very prominent in the future, and you need to understand and think about it and pray about it. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? He pleaded with them day and night with tears in his eyes. He tells the people back in Acts chapter 20, tried to warn them of some of these things. And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. This thing's been going on a long time, but the final revival is just ahead. For the mystery of lawlessness. You see, a mystery system calling itself Christianity, with all kinds of trappings of the ancient Babylon, all kinds of ceremonies and monkey business that had nothing to do with what Christ taught, a mystery religion, but teaching lawlessness, teaching you don't have to obey. God's law is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he's taken out of the way. And I think that was probably Paul himself. And then the lawless one. He's one who looks very good to mankind, but he does not teach obedience to God's law. The lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, notice, with all power and signs and lying wonders. My friends, you're going to see this man beginning to bring about false miracles, and that's going to happen within the lifetimes of many of you. False miracles, not miracles from God, but God allows the devil to do certain things in this earth's atmosphere because he is the prince of the power of the air. Especially you young people will definitely see this man arise. For those under 20 years of age are undoubtedly living in the last complete generation of this world's present society. Soon, Jesus Christ will return and set up his government in Jerusalem. Then tomorrow's world will be here. And the glorious kingdom of God set up on this earth. And there will be peace and there will be joy. And people will know God and have an inner peace and a joy and certainly even a physical prosperity, the humans, such as they have never known before. Turn again to Luke chapter 21 and verse 36. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted to worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. So you're to watch and pray to understand these things. Again, be sure to call or write immediately for our powerful booklet, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. This book will take you step by step through the specific events to watch for, and then you'll see the living God in action as he intervenes in human affairs. So call now. Request your free copy of this exciting booklet, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. Just ask for the booklet, 14 Signs.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
And be sure to tune in next week to another powerful Tomorrow's World program. You'll be taught and challenged by this exciting program on a topic seldom understood in our modern so-called Christian world. And tune in every week as Richard Ames and I give you the real meaning behind today's news and the meaning of life itself. See you right here next week.
The informative booklet offered on this program is yours absolutely free if you call 1-800-934-5579 or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501304, San Diego, California, 92150. Be sure to visit our webpage at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program was produced by the Living Church of God.